In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I attended a funeral a couple years ago of a 16-year-old girl who died tragically of a bee sting. The preacher informed her family and the congregation that he was certain that she was in heaven because in all of the years that he had known her, she had never sinned. For those of us who were observing her in the coffin, not 10 feet from him, we weren't so sure. And at the same place, just a few weeks before, we were informed of another young man who had died while driving drunk. He, the preacher informed us, was obviously in hell. It's amazing how often we sons of Adam try to make this judgment about sin or sinlessness. It was the same in Jesus' day. The blood of the Galileans was mixed with their own sacrifices. A tower falls upon 18 people and they all die. Hundreds are murdered in Madrid. Many are killed in Iraq. Diseases strike indiscriminately. It is the way of life that death will take its toll. All of our attempts at figuring out worth and righteousness crumble at the edge of the grave, for we are dust. To dust we do return. But for those present in Luke 13, they weren't sure what to think of these Galileans who died at the hand of Pilate. Had they committed some grave sin to deserve such an ignoble death? What had they done? The question, in a sense, is a good one, because it gets at the heart of sin and suffering in the world. For those who do not understand man's universal guilt under the law, there will always be questions about who is more or less guilty. For you see, we are all Pharisees and measurers at heart. We all desperately want to believe that my piety and my works of righteousness count for something. Despite everything the scriptures teach, despite the simple reality that death strikes one and all, we want to believe that we are somehow less guilty than everyone else. Now, since I can't convince that from within, the easiest way to do it is to sit in judgment of everybody else. But our Lord says to them and to you this day, repent. Repent of your self-righteous judgment of all those around you. Repent of your constant measuring and counting and figuring your place out in the pecking order of heaven. Repent, for you are as guilty as they. Any talk of relative guilt or innocence is only so many words. It has nothing to do with the reality of your sin and condemnation. For as long as you are thinking in the way of the law, you will never understand what God has to give. Death will come to you as well as to everyone else, and that is the final sign of condemnation under the law. Yes, repent and believe. Believe that Christ died for you so that your life does not end in the grave. Pilate, who had those Galileans killed in the holy place, also sent our Lord, the only innocent one, to death outside the gate. He came to die so that you might live. Because of his great love for you, he has grafted you to the branch of Jesse. You are in his righteous vineyard. Even when the time is past for all sensible gardeners to cut you down like the fig tree in our text, our Lord continues to love you feed you, give you himself. As the psalmist said, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Christ our Lord begs you with tears of sorrow to repent and trust in him. For the sake of his sacrifice, come now to his holy altar and receive the fruit of his passion and death, won for you on the cross. Come now in repentance and faith, and trust that the righteous one has covered all of your sins in his holy blood. His death is now life for you. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.